crazy technology, man.
We're pulling out. We're doing it. It's the captain's log.
Captain's log.
We're with Carlos Mencia. He's head off the hook all weekend, right?
Yep. I'm such a geek and a nerd that the whole captain's log gets me, bro.
You like it?
I love it.
I love it.
I can't even think of the words captain's log without saying it the way Captain Kirk used to say it. Captain's log. Stargate, hold on. I can't get away from that.
Well, you have to talk like that the rest of the whole
No, you can't. It's like, but I love mimicking. I'm not good at impressions.
Yeah, you are. I like when you do your impressions.
I mimic very well, though. Like, I mimic well.
Okay.
That's what I think it is. I think it's like an exaggerated version. Because maybe it's just me, but like, every impression I do sounds to me like me doing an impression of that person. Whereas if I watch, you know, Caliendo or guys like that, they literally sound like the person. I don't feel like I sound that way.
No, I do. Even when you riff, like when you just do stuff that it's like not, you know, rehearsed, I think you do it good.
Like this week's bit of Mencia is going to be about Bill Cosby because the court case is going on right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a joke about that. And the whole time I'm like, man, when I do it live, it feels fun and like people laugh. But now I'm going to actually do it and edit it and hear myself going, bah, 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 and I'm like, I know I'm going to be like, oh, fuck, that sounds like nothing like him. But whatever.
You critique it all?
It's not as much a critique as much of, just like I know the things that I'm good at and the things that I'm not good at. And that's like one of those things that I feel like as long as you know that I'm mimicking and not really doing an impression, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess, I mean, in order to be good, you gotta be pretty hard on yourself, right?
I think so. If you're not, like, you know,
like somebody has to be hard on you in order for you to push yourself.
Yep.
I was talking to somebody about this the other day. It's kind of like there are very few, if any, fighters, either MMA or boxing or kickboxing, whatever sport you talk, that grew up wealthy.
Sure.
Because somebody rich, somebody that grew up in a comfortable environment, isn't going to take a punch to the face and then be okay with it.
Yeah.
And then just kind of go, well, how do I take more punches? You gotta be poor and have a frame of mind of like, I gotta want it so bad that you're not gonna knock me out.
Yeah, you gotta be a scrapper.
Right.
Roll with the fun. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, and so that's kind of like, that's kind of the way I look at success. Like in order to be successful, you have to have a certain attitude, you know. And good job, like Kobe has that attitude. Jordan had that attitude. LeBron James doesn't.
I was just going to say, that was my next thing. What do you think about LeBron?
Oh, his game is ridiculous.
Right, but he doesn't seem like he has that.
But think about it. How much of a different player would he be if he had the Jordan attitude or the Kobe Bryant attitude?
But again, this year, crazy, right? Crazy year?
These past 3 to 5 years have just been really, really crazy and interesting in like every way. So many different things. I mean, you know, from Trump becoming president to Hillary being hated, you know, to the Bushes not being like, I mean, dude, it's just been sensitivity, the Me Too thing. I mean, there's LA gets hit with fires and then it rains and they have mudslides. I mean, like literally weeks later, you guys get hit by hurricane. Houston gets hit by hurricane. I mean, it's just been...
Do you think that there's just so many social media outlets where it's everywhere blasting in your face? And that happened before and now you just hear about it? Or this is just like you think it's just gone crazy?
No, because these are big stories.
Right.
I mean, we're not even talking about stuff that's trending right now. Like, if I went on Yahoo right now or whatever, it's... They put up the top 10 things that are trending.
I don't know.
It would be none of the stuff that we're talking about.
Do you ever go on? You do that?
No, no. I mean, sometimes I do just to see if there's maybe something I want to steer toward or maybe talk about or maybe, you know, like I never want to be, I want to be like George Carlin you know, who's 70, 80 years old and still putting out specials, and 20, 30 year olds are still watching it.
Right.
Right? Like, I don't want to be the guy that has a flip phone because he's 60 or 70 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then doesn't know what to do with the next stuff. I just don't want to be that
relevant,
guy.
Right.
Correct. But this, yeah, not just the relevant part, it's just staying aware. Not just culturally, but, you know, with pop and what's going on, and, you know, what gadgets are coming out, and, you know, being aware of that kind of stuff.
You're an iPhone guy?
I'm both.
Gadgets. So, what the heck? You have both.
So, when the iPhone first came out, I couldn't transfer my number from T-Mobile to AT&T. And most people forget that when the first iPhone came out, it was only through AT&T.
Right.
So I got the iPhone because I wanted an iPhone, but I had to get it through AT&T, so I had two phones at that point. Well, later on, this older phone became the phone that all my friends have, my family have.
Yeah.
And so this is my family phone. When it rings, I usually have to spend money. And this is my business phone, which when it rings, I make money. So I want this one to ring more than this one.
I don't call you on either phone, so what the hell do I get? Jesus.
Well, you would be on this phone. You'd be on my iPhone.
Okay.
Right? That's
okay.
Business phone. You would be on the one that I can't ignore.
Yeah.
So if this one comes up, I got to check who it is and make sure that, you know, I want to get back to him. This one I can ignore, you know.
It's what about the wife? Brother, does she know you have two phones?
Oh, yeah. When she normally texts me on the iPhone because she knows that I'm going to answer. But when she really needs me to know something, I'll get a text on both phones from her. So, you know.
So then you're getting lit up.
Yeah. So that's what it's like.
That means you better get on the horn?
Yeah. That means you need to know what this is all about.
Yeah.
It's rarely call me back. It's more of like something happened, you know. The last time I got a double text from her was 4 days ago. There was a gas leak at the house because one of the trees roots. And we had told the gas department, like, you guys are going to have to fix this because we can't touch it because it's outside of our property. It's outside of the wall, but it's one that goes into our house. So then it
uprooted the
right,
the
it
line.
Uprooted it and it busted the line, and like the whole neighborhood smelled like gas.
Oh.
So we got phone calls going, it smells like gas outside. So we went outside and went, oh. So then we called the fire department. They came over, shut the gas off, called the gas company.
Yep.
And then the gas company immediately came.
And did they use the little thing, or did they know right away where it was?
Oh, no, they knew exactly. You could see the pipe. Look, it's right there. You could see, like, the root just...
Oh.
It just kept pushing and pushing until it went boom, and then it just cracked and popped open.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the last one I got, too. So I was like, gas leak. Oh, shit. So then I had to, you know... That's scary stuff, man.
Yeah, of course.
Because, like, I don't know... Like, most people don't think gas leak's a big deal. But if you don't think a gas leak is a big deal and it can cause a lot... Today, actually, in the morning, or maybe yesterday, but it was on the news this morning, in Austin, Texas, some cops showed up to a gas leak because a car rammed into a house. You check it, it's up, and you could see the house blow up.
No.
Yeah. You could see a car, like, drives into a house, creates a gas leak. The cops show up, and then you just hear, and you see the explosion. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, it happens, bro.
Wow. So what are you going to do this weekend in Naples, Florida?
Cisco wants to go jet skiing.
Okay.
Because
I think I did that years ago with you guys, right?
Yeah.
And you hooked?
Yeah, so he wants to do that. I don't know. I got a lot of writing to do, so I'm going to be inside a little bit. I'm staying... The place we're staying at, the Hyatt, has a nice little view.
You can rent boats and jet skis right there in the backyard.
Oh, yeah. So probably, you know, do one or the other, maybe both.
Cool.
My buddy wanted me after one of the shows.
What's up, Showtime?
On Friday or Saturday to go to drive to Miami, but I can't do that because
you got three shows on Saturday. You're gonna be whooped.
Well, not even that. Even if we did it tomorrow, I'm not gonna do a 6 in the morning party thing right. in Miami. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to stay on this side, chill out. To me, this is like the, this is like a kind of vacay, kind of chill. Kind
yeah,
of
this is the chill coast.
You know what this is? That over there is the vodka. Like that side is the vodka. North is the vodka. This to me is the red wine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Two glasses of red wine. It's the margarita pina colada.
Yeah.
Relax.
Right. Yeah. So that's kind of it. So I'm probably going to find some stuff to do that's chill.
Cool.
Maybe they got a kind of cute kind of a pool there, so I might go to the pool a little bit. But I'm definitely gonna go hang out at the beach and just chill for a while. I love fire and water. I love fireplaces at night.
I like it.
I love rivers and oceans during the day. Energetically, they cleanse you in a different way. If you believe in that, I do. So it takes me to very good and passive places. Because if you've ever seen me, I'm very intense on stage.
Very.
And so that intensity needs to kind of dissipate and dissolve into something different when I'm not on stage. Because the calmer and the more pensive I am off stage, the better I am on stage. Because it makes me want to pop out even more, tell you even more, let you know even more what that joke is, what that thought is. I want to bring you into my world with much more a connection. So for me, that's a fun thing to do.
Tell me, we had a great conversation this morning about getting off stage and the thoughts and the things that go through your head. And I was like, wow, people want to know, like, this is interesting, right? So tell me what that's all about.
So the strangest part of being on stage for me is getting off stage. It's the most uncomfortable part. It's the weirdest part. It's the part of the show for me that doesn't fit. And most people don't understand why it's hard to get off stage. You just say goodnight, just get off stage.
Yeah.
But when you're a comedian and you've been telling all these jokes, you're expected at the end of the show to tell a big joke. And then in the midst of that applause or cheers or whatever you're getting, you're supposed to say goodnight and walk away. Well, with me, it's like going to a party and hanging out with people that you've really never met before.
Yeah.
But you engage with them and they really like you and they enjoyed your company. And then when you say, I'm leaving, everybody goes, hey, everybody, Carlos is leaving, man. Do we all enjoy his car? It feels weird. Now you got to say bye to everybody. Now you got to make sure, because if you didn't say bye to Eric, then Eric's going to get mad and you're supposed to say bye to Mary. And now if you got to be excited and you got to say, hey, and this is the bullshit part of the night. It's not real. You guys actually spent the time you did together. The fun you had is what you had. And now it's that moment of like, hey, we're going to hang out later. Let's do this again. It's not real. And that's what it feels like to me when I'm on stage at the end of a show. We laughed. I saw you. I heard you. And now I got to say goodnight and you supposed to cheer, and then I walk off stage, and then I meet you again to take pictures with you, and then I gotta pretend to be that guy when it's just a very, very,
it's like a big function or a banquet, and then you try to say goodbye to everyone, and it's like
it's just awkward, right?
Yeah.
It's an awkward moment.
Oh, bye guys, thank you. Right. And I just kind of like, all right,
like I wish
instead of going to shake everyone's hand.
I wish that I could end shows by being like, oh, well, I'm done. And everybody was like, man, that was amazing, bro. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. And walk off stage. But here's the problem. When you put on a good show, people want to cheer for you.
Right.
Because that's their way of saying thank you for putting on a good show.
Yeah.
So if I don't say goodnight in an appropriate way, I'm kind of robbing them. Like somebody told me that. They're like, well, okay, maybe you just want to walk off stage, but I want an opportunity to let you know how funny you were, how thankful I am. Right. So could you say like goodnight so I can applaud and cheer for you? So now there's that side. So it's like it gets, you see what I mean? Like a good night turned into everything that I've said. It's that complicated. It's a simple good night. And that's what bothers me about it, that it's just, it's not that simple.
Yeah. Well, this time, we're going to test the waters. Let's try something.
Okay. What am I supposed to try?
I don't know. We gotta figure out how to make it.
I'll think of something. Well, now I found a way to do it, where I just tell people, look, I'm awkward at ending shows. I just don't know how to do it, and I tell them why. Mm-hmm. And then I say, so I hope you had a good time, and thank you. And then I allow.
And then them, everyone, the crowd erupts.
Right.
They go nuts.
Yeah. But I'm really honest about, like, you know, why? Because at that point, it's like, look, first of all, I don't like ending shows. Partially, also because I am having fun, and who wants to
stop the fun?
Stop the fun.
My kids certainly don't.
Right. So I don't want to stop the fun. But every beginning has an ending, so we gotta end it somewhere. But so I just tell people, you know, a version of that truth, and then I just say, well, thanks for coming out. Good night, man. Appreciate it. And then they're cool about it. Then they understand why I'm not going, thank you, good night, you know, and doing all that stuff.
Curtain
they
call
get
and
it,
all that.
Right. Because they're like, oh, he's awkward about this. So it's okay.
All right, Naples. Carlos Mencia, Thursday through Sunday. No curtain call at the end of the show. Just an awkward ending. Just like the captain's log is going to end right now.